It's Tuesday, the 2nd of December, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. Dr. Mupenzeni Telamo, the Chief Regional Officer of the Erongo Regional Council, led an introspection and revamping workshop yesterday at the Swakopmund Constituency Office. The session gathered key staff from administration, auxiliary services, the minute section, ICT, as well as the CRO's office. From the Council's Public Relations Office, Irene Jacobs.
The workshop centered on strengthening the efficiency of Council meetings by reflecting on past practices, strengthen minute-taking processes, improving the implementation of resolutions, reinforcing the security of council documents, and exploring digital and environmentally friendly solutions such as online submissions and paper-light systems.
Josia Shueta for News on One journals that IPC spokesperson Emmanuel Nashinge has condemned the nationwide cancellation of the swearing-in for newly elected regional and local councillors, describing it as a legal quagmire. He underpins that the law mandates councillors to be sworn in within 7 days of election results and questions how the government intends to solve the issue.
With newly elected councillors initially expected to be sworn in on the 3rd of December, Nashinge criticized the postponement, saying the delay undermines service delivery and public trust. Nashinge has called on the Minister of Justice and Labor Relations, Philemon Wise Emmanuel, to urgently sign the necessary document to ensure that magistrates' benefits are upgraded. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya confirmed that the swearing-in of the new council was initially scheduled for 3rd December, but has now been postponed until further notice.
South Africa's weather service has warned of severe thunderstorms affecting Gauteng, Limpopo and Mpumalanga, driven by high temperatures, strong moisture and unstable atmospheric conditions. These storms have already caused heavy rain, rapid flooding, damaging winds, fallen trees and large hail, particularly in the East Rand and Pretoria North, resulting in property and vehicle damage and disrupting traffic. Forecaster Lehlo Honolo Tobela advised residents to take precautions as severe weather conditions continue to affect the region.
The public is strongly urged to take weather warnings seriously as they play a critical role in reducing the risk of injury, loss of life or property damage. The impacts clearly demonstrate how quickly weather conditions can deteriorate once thunderstorms intensify.
Continentally, Nigeria has extended protection to Guinea-Bissau's opposition presidential candidate Fernando Diaz by sheltering him at its embassy in Bissau following last week's military coup. The Nigerian Foreign Ministry confirmed the move to Reuters yesterday, saying it comes as regional leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, led by Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio, continue efforts to convince the soldiers who seized power to step aside and restore constitutional order. In North America, the White House on Monday confirmed that a second strike was carried out on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean Sea in September as two injured people clung to the wreckage. And as our correspondent Tony Waterman updates us from Washington, at a press conference, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth authorized the second attack, which critics say could amount to a war crime.
Democrat and Republican lawmakers have vowed to launch investigations into what could be a potential war crime. It's illegal to intentionally kill wounded, sick, or shipwrecked people who are not fighting back. The Washington Post reported last week that Hegseth gave a kill-all order. He called the report fake news. President Trump has said he still has confidence in Hegseth, but wouldn't have ordered a second strike. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.